Hi and welcome to another podcast for the Social Media Driving Licence. I'm Ange Fitzpatrick.
And I'm Andy Priestner.
And today we're going to be answering your frequently asked questions.
Yeah, we've got to get that the right way around.
We do,
we?
Yeah.
So these are some questions that we've been asked when we've been around the school, in meetings. There's lots of tricky, complex things to do with the licence because it's a licence that takes place in work time. It's 8 weeks. It's a big commitment. So it's important that we talk through these different issues.
And these issues, we think, apply to quite a range of people. So I think everybody will learn something from this experience. So let's kick off with our first question. I can't make all of the sessions, so can I still register for the course, Andy?
Yes, you can.
Excellent.
Ideally, participants will attend all sessions as they're listed in the timetable, which you can get on the website. However, you will be permitted to miss up to 2 sessions and still be able to complete the course, provided that you make sufficient attempts to catch up using the variety of course materials that we're going to make available to you and complete the weekly tasks. So we're being realistic there. Another thing is that if there is enough demand and enough people who have missed a session, although it's not ideal, then we may put on a repeat session. But we can't guarantee that we will.
No.
And it will, as I say, it'll depend on demand. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, that sounds fair. Can I complete the course in work time? And can you tell me how intensive it is?
Yeah, that's a good question. There will be altogether 8 sessions. Some of them are an hour, some of them are an hour and a half, some of them are 2 hours, because we really want to get into the detail of this. Mm. But there's no more than 1 session a week, and they will take place during work time. But we anticipate that participants will also need to spend an additional 1 to 2 hours of your own time each week on course-related tasks and assignments. And that's the only way, really, that people will get the benefit out of the course. You know, it's gonna take a bit more,
yeah,
more than that, those workshop times. You might choose to spend more time than an hour or 2 hours a week, and that's down to you. But there's no question that the more you put into the course, the more you'll get out of it.
Indeed, indeed. So talking about the course, how will the coursework be assessed? And is it possible to fail the social media driving licence?
Yes, it is. I mean, attendance isn't going to be enough. We need evidence that the tasks have been completed, that you've created the accounts we've asked you to, that blog posts have been published, and the tweets sent. We'll be gathering this information throughout the course, and we'll assess it as a whole at the end of the course. Anyone felt not to have made the grade, then, you know, we won't make a full public announcement. We'll privately advise you that, you know, that we won't be able to give you the certificate, you know, of completion.
Okay, so what kind of support will there be between classes?
Yeah, it's an important one. You're not on your own once you've started. Ideally, you will find support from other people on the course and help each other to get through it.
Mm.
But we are also planning to do drop-in surgeries, and they'll be advertised at different points. Yeah, so there is support available.
This is one that I've been asked, actually, is can I tweet and blog anonymously?
Yes, you can.
Mm.
But I think we'd both advise against it, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't think that's the best way to get anything,
yeah,
out of social media.
Yeah. The clue is in the term social media. To get the most out of the course, it's better to really engage as you. A lot of what you'll find this is about character, it's about personality, it's about truly engaging with people, and that's about being you. So it's not essential, but I don't think we'll be doing anything which you would be embarrassed about or would be feeling, I can't put that out there.
Mm.
I can certainly say that. But and you won't be required to be informal or flippant, you know, it's down to your individual character. But yeah, we'll be trying to strike that balance as we go through the course and be very aware of personal and professional boundaries. But we'd advise against tweeting and blogging anonymously, but you can do it.
Okay. Now, does it matter that I don't actually use social media in my day-to-day work?
No, it's not a requirement of the course. It's as much about professional and personal development, is what I'd say. The course will equip you with skills and knowledge that you may or may not use in your current post. Our expectation, however, is that you'll be surprised at how many of the tools you'll end up using once the course is over. Yeah.
Okay, and last but not least, are the course leaders qualified to teach this course?
Yeah, are we qualified?
So.
Yeah, otherwise what are we doing this for? I mean, I think both of us have been heavily involved, in fact leading social media programmes across Cambridge with librarians. And actually they were courses that lasted a lot longer than this amount of time.
Yes.
And covered more modules, more platforms. We all blog, we all tweet regularly. And we're very much about keeping abreast of developments in the field. So between us also, we've got lots of teaching experience. So we think it will be fun. We also think it will be professional, but also informative too.
Yeah, we've got different teaching styles.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a whole range of interactive teaching throughout. So
yeah.
It's going to be a great course, isn't it, Andy?
I think so. The one other thing I wanted to say, which I think is important, is that there are only 30 places. So we'll be taking from across the school. That's another question I've been asked, you know, is what's the criteria for people coming on the course? And I think we just want a good breadth from across the organisation at all levels, all departments. So, yeah.
Excellent.
So I think that hopefully answers most of the questions.
Yeah.
So
this has been a podcast from the Social Media Driving Licence. And we look forward to seeing you soon.
We do. Bye.